This is the Karma. Hello, everybody. I'm Alexander Reyes, and this is the Karma. I am so glad to be back after a long hiatus. A lot of things have happened between the last time I recorded in November and now. First of all, Happy New Year to all my new followers. Happy New Year to everyone that listens to me for Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. And I hope everything is going well with all of you and everyone else throughout this entire planet. I want to start off by saying that it's been a long hiatus, and I had a lot of soul searching to do. A lot of things had to do with my book that I'm trying to write, The Karma of My Words, and hopefully it will be published by February 22nd, 2022. I'm very excited by that. And I'm also hoping that that good things will happen between now and that month of February. But I want to first start out with what has happened. So I was talking, and I was talking to an old friend of mine. We were just discussing what's been going on this whole year. And he's been affected as I am. And I look at what's going on, and I'm always been affected for all the sadness, all the craziness, and all the things that have been going on. Between the time that I'm doing this episode now and the time that the new year had begun, I had to do a lot of soul searching, honestly. And that soul searching was because of a thing, of a thing that happened a while back. And it's self-doubt. A lot of people put self-doubt in my head. A lot of people put self-doubt in my mind. A lot of people put self-doubt on everything else. It is how we manage this self-doubt. I suffer from something called imposter syndrome. Maybe you've heard of it. Imposter syndrome is just another way of saying you put doubts on yourself. And for a while I had put doubts on myself. I'm saying, am I doing the right things? Am I doing the correct management? Am I doing the correct ideas? Am I doing something special? Am I doing something that's worthwhile? You know, and I thought about it, and I walked, and I did some soul searching, and I've come to the realization that it's worth it, and I've come to the realization that this is something I want to do, and this is something I am focused in doing, and focused on trying to become the best person I can possibly be. So, you know, I always say, and I look to myself, and I told my friend the same thing, and my friend told me this, Alex, you have got to continue doing the karma. You've got to do the things that you want to do and love. You're starting your poetry book. You're starting the things that you're doing. You can't go back now. And quite frankly, I'm not going to go back. I'm moving forward, and I'm going to do the right things. As a chat to myself, I say, these self-podcasts have been literally a chat to myself, but at the same time, I express it to the rest of the world. And I like to hear the sound bites from other people saying, hey, you're doing a good job. You're doing the right thing. You're doing everything you possibly can do. But that's what it is. A self-podcast especially. A self-podcast is basically about, it's like a therapy. Have you ever been to a therapist and the therapist is telling you, express yourself how you feel? How are you? How are the energies in your soul and in your system? So you tend to say these things, and it's an expression of your heart and your soul and your mind and your gut. But that's what it is. That's what it is. An explanatory mind. And these self-podcasts have been just that, therapy for me. They've been very therapeutic. They've been the inserts of my soul that I drain to the rest of the world. And it's a good expression of who I am. It's a good expression of what you are. So whoever tells you about this, that you feel that, whoever puts self-doubt on you, whoever puts negative things on you, whoever However, who the hell, whoever does these things to you, don't let them. For the love of God, don't let them. We as a human society have bundles of emotions, as any species can tell you. Imposter syndrome is just one of those obstacles of self-doubt in our mind, and these self-doubts can be broken into little bitty pieces. Bitty pieces like rocks on the stream. We can be with the ocean and get swept away by them, or we can stay firm, let the oceans wash, but we stay strong in the rocks. It's pretty manageable if you know what you're talking about. But any talk is therapeutic. That's why I express myself in these podcasts. And quite frankly, come to think of it, you just express it and realize it and what you can do. I could say like this: my name is Alexander Reyes, and I'm a pretty interesting guy. Let's just put it this way. It's just an example. And so much has been said, so much has been talked about a human being's self-doubts and fears. You really have to know who you are. We all have to know who we are. We all have to see what we are. We all have to feel what we are. And always when I give these, like these, between these 6 and 10 minute little podcasts, I always like to say that I express myself to the fullest. I really do. A lot of things have been talked about. I've been talking about have it put to my own self-doubt. And I did for a while felt it. But I know now I'm a better person for it. I now know I'm a better person because I know that these things are therapeutic. And I like to express it and I share it to the world. My own heart, my own being, and everything that has to do with life itself. And my writing, and my whole career, and my whole things that I dream about, and the whole things I want to do. That's what the karma is all about. And thank goodness I'm not changing that. And thank goodness I want to expand that. That's why 2022 is going to be hopefully a good year for me. And I hope it's going to be a good year for you. A lot of things are happening, folks. A lot of good things are happening for all of us. We got to have faith that we'll get through this pandemic. We will get through this pandemic. And that's a promise I will say. I will say this again. We will get through this. We will get through this, and I promise you, we will. We're a strong human collective, and we're going to get through this. We'll get through this. My poem for today. Expressions are a rhythm of the weary and weak, but the weary and weak have steel structures in their spine. Never broken, never feared. Classical, yet strong. Hopeful, yet energetic. The powerful, yet beautiful. We are graceful in the graceful streams of life, flowing like the ocean and the heart itself. We are beautiful in our own ways, energies in our own ways, like stars and the energy cosmic. We will be powerful. We find our way. We will express our way. We will be true to one another. I hope you like this poem, this little poem of mine. It feels great to be back doing these things. It feels great to do these things again. And I'm happy to share that with you. And next week I'll talk about what happened with NaNoWriMo. And I'll explain why this has to do with the long hiatus I had. It's about my poetry book and everything else. So next week I'm going to talk about what happened to NaNoWriMo? Why was it kind of a little disaster this time around? And why I'm so focused on my poetry book and my novel, that I will say to you soon. And that's about it for this edition of the Karma. I am so glad to hear you from you. I would love to hear from you. My Instagram page is Cosmic Karma with 2 K's, CosmicKKarma 2013 at Instagram. That's my Instagram handle. My Twitter handle is XanderKarma17. If you want to write to me, you can write to me there. Email me and message me. You can do that too. My name is Alexander Reyes, and I'm so glad to be back on the Karma. And that's it for today's edition of the Karma. The only thing I ask from you and everyone on this planet is have a happy and safe New Year. Please pray for an end to this pandemic, and it will happen. Please pray for it. It's going to happen, and it will happen. My name is Alexander Reyes, and as always, the Karma is in you. Thank you so very much for listening to me. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.